It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And coming up in about 10 minutes, I want you to join in the conversation, 833-563-2539. But start thinking about it. What is your most common nightmare? We got this full list of frequent nightmares for guys and girls. And kind of interesting. I wonder what everybody on the show has nightmares about. Right now,
I have nightmares about this. Dare dice. Because if you lose, you face the box of shame, and the punishments are not pretty.
We are live on Instagram this morning as we do Dare Dice. Who was the loser last week? Who was that again? Porkchop. And you had to do the Cupid Shuffle, where the video is great, by the way. If you go to joemckenzie.com, you can see that. He's not happy about it. He had to dress up as Cupid in diapers and his bow and arrow and get people to do the Cupid Shuffle. And you actually had a listener come out and join you. So round of applause for that. Very proud of you.
You did a great job. Yes.
Thank you, Sonia. And I'm just so happy the extra diapers that were left over, I put them on like the ledge here and I wrote free diapers and someone took them.
See, they'll take anything from work.
They were adult diapers and they were legit schmediums.
Medium.
Small, medium diapers. So someone is enjoying those.
So let's get our roll on this morning. The person will roll two different dice, okay, and the lowest number will end up facing the box of shame tomorrow.
Do you guys want Joe to go first because he never goes first?
Yeah, Joe never goes first. What the heck?
Okay, well then if I go first, you can't go second.
Me?
Yeah, because you always go second.
I'll go last.
All right, we're going to switch up the order today. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
For the box of the
shame.
First die is...
Oh! That was so loud.
Jeez, guys,
really? It was a one. It was a one.
Could have just said it to one.
And if you're new to this, whoever rolls the lowest loses.
You've had worse in your ear, Liv.
Five.
Not bad, not bad. So you got a six.
Got a six.
Okay, he doesn't want me to go second. Who wants to go second?
Chopsies. Chapsy wopsies.
Boys first today.
Boy, six is not the lowest, but I'm kind of concerned about my number, to be perfectly honest with you.
All right, so let's see. Let's see if I can beat Joe's one. Here we go.
A one. Oh God. Come on, buddy. You can do it. Roll a four. Roll four. Roll a four or a three or a two or a one, but not a six. A three! Oh! Four chaps roll the four
slow
together! Hey, it looks like it'll be you tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Sucks to suck.
You want to go, Liv, or do you want me to go?
Liv, the web girl, stepping in now. So there out there is a six. So I'm clear, and now there's a four. Liv, you got to clear a four.
Come on, get a four.
Can
right
she
here
do it
get
with her first
right
roll? A four! Liv is in the clear. And a one. Oh, five. Mackenzie, these are low numbers.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I just have to beat four?
Four,
this
yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
What
come
if Mackenzie rolls two snake
what
eyes?
What if I get two sixes? That would be so awesome.
A five.
Already in the clear. Let's just do this for fun. Two. Seven.
All right.
Wow.
There
seven
you go.
Seven was the highest this
That's
week.
Crazy how it goes. So producer Porkchop, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, bless his heart. He did it last year.
Back to back.
He could technically save himself if he rolls double. He has a chance to save himself and pass his punishment on to someone else.
Which I will do.
Okay. He's manifesting it.
Boy.
Oh, poor Chops.
Dude.
You were nervous, Joe, having to go first. You don't like to go first.
Well,
huh?
Not even. I wasn't nervous to go first. I was nervous that I rolled a one.
Well, yeah.
Worst possible roll out the gate. All right. Well, hey, we'll find out. Will it be Pork Chop? Will it end up being somebody else around this time tomorrow here on Joe and McKenzie? Coming up next, the most common nightmares. We got the whole list. We'll share ours. But we really want to hear from you. Like, what are you having nightmares about? 833-563-2539.
I have my dream dictionary on hand.
All right. Get ready to open that thing up next.